Okay, Daf Yotes talks about Kedusha Rishayin, Kitcha L'Shaita, and Kitcha Selesed Lavai, which is a broad and interesting topic on many fronts. Because Shemitah is coming, I'd like to talk about a Shemitah topic, which is in the News You Can Use department. 7 years ago, when it was Shemitah, I kept on getting calls from members of the shul that went to Eretz Yisrael, and they told me that when they were in Eretz Yisrael, people asked them if they're keeping if they're eating the vegetables that are sold, Kiminig Yerushalayim or Kiminig Bnei Brak. So they had no idea if they're keeping Minig Yerushalayim and Minig Bnei Brak. And it's funny because you have the Bedat, gives a Hechsher, the main Hechsher Yerushalayim, and you have the two Hechsherim that are centered in Bnei Brak. And they go with the machlaikis. You know, Yerushalayim Hechsher approves certain fruits and vegetables, and they brak others. And what is the issue? What is the machlaikis? So I'd like to give you a heads up on the machlaikis, what it's about. And what I'm going to try to do is give it in a nutshell. There are three issues of machlaikis that have to do with Shemitah, and they're all sort of interrelated. And a part of it comes from our sugya, which I'm going to leave for last. The first issue, and the practical issue is the following issue. The question, if a guy owns karka in Eretz Yisrael, and the guy, an Arab or any guy, owns land, we're not going to talk about Heta Mechira, let's say he really owns land in Eretz Yisrael, and he plants fruit on Shemitah, or vegetables on Shemitah, are those fruits and vegetables mutter, B'schayra, can a Jewish grocery sell them? In other words, do they have Kedusha Shvius? Well, they don't have Kedusha Shvius. In practical terms, that's the Shaila. Again, if Arabs or Goyim have land and they're growing peiris on Shemitah, for vegetables, it's primarily an issue with vegetables on Shemitah, is there a din of Kedusha Shvius on that? Or do we say a guy's ownership is mafkia the kedusha? That's a double machlokes, because it's a chumrah both ways. If you hold it as dinei shemitah, it's a chumrah that you're not allowed to schayra with it, and when you eat it, you have to treat it like shemitah. You can't waste it. Whatever remains. I had somebody came yom tiv to our house. He brought us a bottle of wine. It was shemitah wine. He was going to Shemitah, or no, it's a Bezdin, however they did, and he brings it to my house. So right, Evan? So I get nervous. I'm the nervous type. Why? Because you're not allowed to waste any of it. You have to drink all of it. Right, David brought me the wine. He never saw me drink so much wine all the times he visited my house. Because you're not allowed any leftovers. We kept on squeezing out the bottle to get every drop. You're not allowed to be ma'abid, perish shmias. So it's a chumrah if you hold it as dinei Shemitah. That's one chumrah. On the other hand, if it doesn't have dinei shemitah, you have to separate trumas and maisris. So then you have to separate trumas and maisris, which also is a problem, because what do we do with trumas and maisris? A maisris is one thing, but truma, we have to be ma'avid. You have to get rid of it. So the question is what we do. Yeah. As I'm not talking, Heta Mechira is something else, whether a Jew can sell karka to Gayim. I'm not talking about Heta Mechira.
I'm asking whether Heta Mechira means to sell an Arab, and therefore you can use it.
Heta Mechira means for a Jew to sell land to an Arab.
So
yeah, it only works if selling to an Arab helps. Yeah, you're right. I'll get to it, one thing at a time. So the Machlaikis, there are two interesting Nekudis, and then it's Hashem, I'll tell you a third. I want to tell you that in Reb Chaim Kinevsky has a set of svarim, Derech Amuna. It's like a Mishnah Berurah on Hilchos Zeraim. In Chelek Dalid, Hilchos Shemitah, Perek Dalid, Halacha Chaf Tes, in his Bir Halacha, he has a synopsis of at least part of the Machlaikis in a very clear way. So Machlaikis number one is if a guy has a kinyan in Karka Eretz Yisrael to be Mafkia Midei Shemitah. Okay. What? So that's why I'm not talking about selling it to a guy. The guy owns it. That's why I'm avoiding talking about I shouldn't have said I'm avoiding talking about Heta Mechira, because now I want to talk about Heta Mechira. So I want to not talk about a guy selling, a yid selling to a guy. The guy has land from the last 1,000 years. They have land in Israel. No Jew sells it to them. And so the guy has land, and he's growing vegetables. So this now this machlaikis, now it's sure everybody knows, it's a machlaikis, the Beis Yosef, against the Mabit and the Marit. The Mabit and Marit were father and son, and they were in Eretz Yisrael. And the Chalukei Deis was that the Beis Yosef held, this is in letters, because it's not in the Sefer Beis Yosef, which doesn't deal with Hilchos Shemitah. Beis Yosef held that a guy is mafkia Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, there's no Din Shemitah. That's the Shita of the Beis Yosef. And the Mabit and the Marit held L'chumra. They held that even if a guy owns it, it does have Dinim of Shemitah. So it's Machlaikis, the Mabit and Marit on one side, the Beis Yosef in his letters, Nafkas Reichel is the collected letters of the Beis Yosef, they had this argument if it's Mafkia or it's not Mafkia. And the Pasa Shulchan, the Talmidei Agro, came to Eretz Yisrael with Mekel, like the Beis Yosef. And Yerushalayim, Yishno, Minig Yerushalayim, in the origin, was really Minig of the Sfaradim, of the Beis Yosef. There was a tkuf of time, it's an interesting part of the history of Yerushalayim, there was a long tkuf of time when no Ashkenazi could live in Yerushalayim. It's a separate story unto itself, which we'll get a chance to talk about. But Minig, as a matter of fact, Ravad Yosef has the Shita that everyone in Yerushalayim has to keep the Sfaradic Minhagim, which it's nice that he holds that way because everyone who follows him anyway holds the Sfaradic Minhagim. But Minig Yerushalayim was like the Beis Yosef, and to be Mekel, that if a guy has Karka, it has no Dinei Shemita. On the other hand, the Mabit and the Marit held that it does. Now, Chaim Kanievsky brings, regarding this, the first of the three machlokes I want to talk about, that he says, Dibri Beis Yosef, Ein Peir Shvius, Kedusha Shvius, Val Piv Nogu Kev Yerushalayim. He brings that testimony of Yerushalayim. V'kver Heshim, now listen to this, the Chazenish is Tkifis. V'chein, Kver Heshim Marna Chazenish, Al Kol Ray Yosef, V'evi Rayis Beru Ray Shanoye Kedusha Shvius B'shal Gayim. And that's the way the Chazinish paskened all his days. He says, Gisi, Reb Chaim asked my brother-in-law, Shaul Mimaron, he asked the Chazinish, Im muta likdeis peiris goyim b'shviyis, b'Yisrael ha-seichel b'hem al-smach ha-mekilin. Why was your b'nei brakid? So you would never do schayru peiris shviyis. Can you go to Yerushalayim grocery and buy peiris shviyis? V'heishiv sha'asim. Chazinish said it's asim. Shaul, there's no lifnei iver if he's being semich on a different shita. As you said, they have nobody to rely on. Whatever the beer is. So it's a tkifus in Bnei Brak to hold the chumra that it has kedusha shviyas, which is a kula legabi trumas u'maisris, and in Yerushalayim fakeret the tkifus hold first of all the Beis Yosef, and the first Ashkenazim that settled in Yerushalayim were the Talmidei Agra who came down from Tzfas and they followed the Pasa Shulchan. Pasa Shulchan was written by Talmidei Agra, so Yerushalayim has a minig to be made. That's machlekes number one. Machlaikis number two. And this is an interesting lomdusha machlaikis. It says a lot in afkaminis. The Beis Yosef and Mabit Marit had a second machlaikis about Shemitah. Karka Eretz Yisrael is hefker in Shemitah. Every child knows that. One is the pshat. You can learn two ways. You could learn there's a mitzvah saseh to be mafker your field. In other words, you have a farmer. He has a field in Eretz Yisrael. He has a mitzvah to be mafka the field. Let's say he's not mafka the field, so it's not hefker. It's a mitzvah saseh to be mafkir the contents of the field. If you hold that it's a mitzvah saseh to be mafkir, and the Beis Yosef held that way, then if someone is not mafka the field, then it's not hefker. The Mabit said no, it's what he called afkata de malka. What? Hashem did it. Hashem made it hefker. It's a mitzvah saseh to obey. Hashem's making it hefker. The Mabit held, it's Afkata Damalka, it's automatically Hefker. Nafkamina, let's say a cotton owns a field. Koitze Beis Yosef, a cotton's not Mechuyiv in Mitzvahs, it's not Hefker. According to the Mabit, it is Hefker, because it's Afkata Damalka. So one Nafkamina is if you can just go and take stuff from a field, from a Freyid's field.
Yeah.
Gezel. Let's say you have a non-observant Jew who keeps is not keeping Shemitah. Are you allowed to climb over his fence and take Paris? So according to the Mabit, you can. The Rabbi Shalom says it's Hefker. According to the Beis Yosef, you can't. He has the mitzvah to do it. He didn't do it, so he can't do it. Nafkamina. And the guy be Chumas and Maestris. The Mabit, who holds it's Afkata de Malka, you all know Hefker is part of Chumas and Maestris. So according to the Mabit and the Marit, it's automatically Potter. According to the Beis Yosef, if someone's not mafker his fields, it's chayiv in Shumas HaMaisris. It's going to be chayiv. So, to review, the first machloik is the Gabi Shmita, the Mabit is the Machmir. He says, even if it's a guy's, it has a din Shmita. Beis Yosef is Mekel, Yerushalayim is Mekel, and Nebrak is Machmir. Machloik is number two, it becomes the other way around. The Mabit is the Mekel, he says, Avkata de Malka. Everything's Hefker. No Chumas and Maestris. He holds even the guys is Hefker. No Chumas and Maestris. Beis Yosef says, if you're not Mafker, it's Chayiv and Chumas. It's going to be Chayiv and Chumas and Maestris. So Chaim Kanevsky brings. Das Hamabit Umarit. Afilomeni Hefker. Rachmano Pata Perishvias Mamaiser. So he says, what did the Chazainish hold in this Machlaikis? Machlokes Elu, Gam came and started at Moron, Ladas Marit, Baby Rayas, Umakomak and Kosav de Bezeh Einadin Mukhra, Vieshla Isran Beloy Bracha. Now listen to Chazanish's Chumra. Chazanish is like Kerech Mizel Mizel. He says it has Dinei Shemitah. It has Dinei Shemitah. If you're mafki your field, there's no Shaila. You don't have to give Chumas and Maisus. A Goy's field. A guy's field, so it has Dine Shemitah, the Chumras of Shemitah it has because of the Mabit, who says a guy can't take away Dine Shemitah. The Gabi Chumas Umaisris, Chazanish says, I really think the Mabit is right in Svara. Still, the Maisa, let's be mafka like the Beis Yosef, and separate Chumas Umaisris. See here what comes out? The Chazanish is, it holds, it has Dine Shemitah, it's also B'Schayra, in order to waste it, etc. And you have to separate Trumas from Maisris. Now what are you going to do with the Trumas? You're going to separate Truma. So what are you going to do with it? You have to wait until it rots.
This is
but you have to realize both could be true. It's not a stira. It's not a stira. It could be it has Dine Shemitah. And that Dine Eretz Yisrael include that if you're not mafkarit, it's chayav and Shumas HaMaisris. It just comes out weird. When you learn in Gemara, you always learn the first, second year is Maiser Risha Maiser Shaini, third year is Maiser Adi. Fourth and fifth year, sixth year. Now you ask your Rebbe, what about the seventh year? They say, what are you talking about seventh year? Seventh year don't give anything. Comes out, according to this, that no, it could be the seventh year you give. Why do you give? Figure out what you give. But that's what comes out. What? So why do you give Maisoni and Maisosheini? We need instructions. You give Maisoni and Maisosheini. Mr. Thomas says here someplace. So you give now both Trumas. You give Maisorishin and Maisosheini and Maisoni also. Okay. Maisa Shaini, you play it, and give it to the Ani afterwards. Okay, granted, from the Limudim, it will be Maisa Shaini. The Gemara really says, and you can have it in Sasra Shana, that they just had it. So it's really Maisa Shaini. Maisa Ani is the Chiddush Akra. So these are two machloikes in, again, one machloik is if a guy's mafkia, and the second machloik is if you're not mafkir it, is the Chayim Chumas of Maisris. Or is it blank automatically chayav and chumas and maisus? Each of these, as you can understand, has its own It's on Arichas Hadvar. There's a third machlaikis.
Then it's tevel.
So Shemitah and tevel.
Right, so
strangest thing.
He
separates from some ma'asris. Once it's tevel, being mafkir, it doesn't help you. Once it's tevel, you have to say. What? You got to give the gifts. Yeah. I'm a Levi. I'm still waiting for them to give me my serishin. Nobody gives me my serishin. Why doesn't anybody give me my serishin? Truma is tame. You can't eat it. My serishin is tame. My serishin, you can eat tame. If you're not anybody looking to give out my sashani and what? My submission. What?
They were canceled.
Well, you know, we don't hold it at Knas. You know. Nobody learned Ezra. Who learned this? Nach. Nobody learned it. What? You don't get a choice. Yerukis abasa lakita. And there are different things. Yerukis is lakita, and Tfuah is shlish, and Ilanis is kanata. That's the rule. There's a third machlaikis. It's a fascinating machlaikis. The bottom line of the shaila is whether bizman hazeh shmita is daraisa derabanan. Obviously, it has a lot to do with whether a person, you got it Yisrael, meaning you're going to say it's minigar Yisrael, minigar Yerushalayim, which meaning you're going to follow. Truth is, it seems, if you just take the names, that the Beis Yosef's minig, it's Beis Yosef against the Mabit and Marit, without offending anybody, Beis Yosef is Beis Yosef, you know. Allah is Beis Yosef. And the Gra apparently held like him. The Pasah Shulchan, Mendel of Shklov, was from the first Halachas Svarim, holds that way. What? I'm saying, generally, we would follow the Mekilin Lagabi Dine Shemitah. Now, the Shaila is a Shemitah deraisa derabanan. If it's deraisa, we have to try to be able to call Ashitas, or is it derabanan? So, an interesting Shaila has to do with the Gemara here in Makkos and Daf Yotes. If Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaito, Kitchel Lasad Lavan. And the Rambam, when he brings the Machlaikis, if Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaito, Kitchel Lasad Lavan, says the following. He says, by the Yeshua was Kaivish Bablachama. He says, "Chiyavaretz b'shviyas u'b'maisus." He's talking first about shemitah. Any alam neshul kibush rabin. So after the bayis rishon, kibush and nilkacharetz miyadayim, batla kibush. And after a menatayim and a maisus and a shviyas, he's going in history. So he's saying first, Eretz Yisrael was captured by Nebuchadnezzar, pata from shemitah. Kibush shala Ezra v'kitcha bayis sheni. Ezra came along. Like Kitcha Elba Bikibush, Elba Chazaka. As you know, Ezra wasn't Kaivish with battle, he was Kaivish with Chazaka. Lafika, call Makim Shazikuba in Lebavel. This Kacha Bikdusha says, Rashnia, Harim Makudish Hayayim. The Kedusha continues today. Now, this is the punchline. The last words of the Rambam in the sixth parak of Besa Bechira. Afa Pisha Nilkacha Oretz Mimenu. Even though the Romans came along, the Churban Bayesheni. His kedusha remains. Like we said in the halachas of truma. Here, there's an extraordinary machlokes. In the back, he's got like 40 or 50 marmakaimis on this. What does it mean? Now, you read this, it sounds like this man is shmitas deraisa. He says that the kedusha says it was not batal. Kitshashni Allah batla. Question is, Alderech Shabi Arnu Behilchis Truma. There's a halacha which as follows. Now just follow carefully. In the Gemara says that by Chala. Gemara says, Chala is only Deraisa, Bizman Sharoiv Yashveh Aleha. You need Roiv Yidden in Eretz Yisrael to be Chayiv. In Chala. It says the same limud by Yovel. There's no Yovel b'zman hazeh, because you need Rav Yisrael al Admasam. You need Rav Yidden in Eretz Yisrael in order to be Chayiv in Yovel and in Chala. The Rambam says, who had in Trumas Umaisris? Trumas Umaisris, also you need Rav Yisrael aleha, which means b'zman hazeh, Trumas Umaisris are only a Durabanan, because there is no Rav Yisrael, not today. From the time the 10 Shvatim went to Golos, it's not Rav Yishveh Aleha. The Gemara Taisa says there were only 14 Yovels in the history of Klal Yisrael. Because there were, till the Beis Hamikdash was built, there were 440 years. There were 8 Yovels. By Srishan, there were 6 more. So it's 14, and then the middle of the bias, towards the end of the bias region, 10 Shvatim to go, it's double Yaiva. Challah today is the Rabbanim. So Truma is not Rav Yeshveh Alel. So those who argue, the Rambam says, Chai Bishvih, so the Rambam says, Adera Shabiyaru Bilchus Truma, he means. They need Rav Yeshveh Alel to be Chayiv in Shemitah Bizman Azeh, Dei Reisah. And therefore, there are those who argue, Shemitah Bizman Azeh is a Rabbanim. Naturally, somebody asks me, what should I do? It's Machlis Yerushalayim Adei Brak. I would say, look, if Shemitah is Deraisa, Deraisa is a person that has to be Machmir. It's certainly not worth it for vegetables to be Machmir. You know, the candy you can eat and the cake you can eat, it's only mostly has to do with vegetables. So in the Deraisa, it's not Kedai. A Derabanan, it would seem, according to the rules of Psak, by Derabanan, that we have Amal Lismah. You have the Beis Yosef and the Grah, so Milano Gadol, yeah. Who do you need more than the Beis Yosef and the Grah in such a need? So it really turns very much on whether it's the Rasa Rabbanan. It's a tremendous machlaikis among the Paiskim Ad Hayoim. The main machlaikis was 1900 or so, when they had the tumult over the Heta Mechira, which you realize the Heta Mechira in Eretz Yisrael, that of selling Jewish land to Goyim to get around Shemitah, only makes sense according to Minhag Yerushalayim. According to the Mabit, what does it help to sell the land to Goyim? The Goyim also has Dinei Shemitah. So what you gain that the Goyim will work on the land. But the payer is still going to have the limitations. He can't do Schayra with it. So at any rate, this is three Machlaikis. Again, Beis the Marit against the Mabit and Marit. Machlaikis number one, if a guy is Mafkia from Shemitah by owning land, like it's number two, if it's Afkata Demalka and Hefker, and there's parts of Truma Samaisus, or it's Afkata, or it's just a mitzvah to be Mafkarit. Chazainish, strangely enough, takes both Chumras, fruit in Eretz Yisrael, which is Chayav and Shemitah, and Chayav and Truma Samaisus. And then this third Mechlaikis, which is Al Gabeyem, the Shaila, if Shemitah is Manazez, there I said Rabbanan, and, alright, totally there.